Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Personal application, January 15th, 2026. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Proverbs 22:7 is a short but vivid statement. It shows how wealth creates influence and how borrowing creates bondage. The imagery of ruler and slave communicates imbalance in power and freedom. The verse does not give a command, but instead points out a reality that applies in many times and cultures. Money affects relationships, and debt always carries a cost. The meaning of the verse is both practical and spiritual. Practically, those who have wealth often have the ability to make decisions that affect those without it. Borrowing increases that imbalance because the one who owes money must live under the terms of the lender. Spiritually, this verse reminds us that debt is not simply a financial matter, but a matter of the heart. Debt ties our future to another master. When it grows unchecked, it can control our choices, consume our energy, and stir anxiety in our hearts. The verse functions as wisdom literature by pointing us toward better choices. It does not forbid borrowing, but warns against careless debt. It also reminds us that God values freedom, freedom to serve Him, freedom to give generously, and freedom to live with peace. Applying this, verse begins with honest self-examination. Where have you placed yourself under unnecessary financial pressure? How much of your time and energy is devoted to paying for things already spent? These questions may feel uncomfortable, but they reveal whether you are living in freedom or in bondage. For many, this passage becomes an invitation to take small but faithful steps toward freedom. That might mean paying off one debt at a time, learning to live within a budget, or asking God for wisdom before making new financial commitments. Spiritually, the verse challenges us to place our ultimate trust in God, who provides what we need and calls us to live generously. When we align our finances with God's wisdom, we find that freedom is not only possible but joyful. Living within His limits protects us from slavery to debt and opens our lives to generosity and service.